Lesson 35, A Sense of Security. Part 1, Reading. Some people take the view that sometimes in life we have to take chances in order to make progress. I admire such people. It certainly takes courage to take risks. Maybe it's due to my upbringing, but I am the type who likes to play it safe. People like me believe in the saying, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Conservative as it may be, it keeps me out of trouble. I must confess, however, that such a lifestyle may, at times, be boring. Admittedly, my life is not half as colorful or exciting as other people's, but at least it gives me a sense of security.
Some people take the view that sometimes in life we have to take chances in order to make progress. I admire such people. It certainly takes courage to take risks. Maybe it's due to my upbringing, but I am the type who likes to play it safe. People like me believe in the saying, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Conservative as it may be, it keeps me out of trouble. I must confess, however, that such a lifestyle may at times be boring. Admittedly, my life is not half as colorful or exciting as other people's, but at least it gives me a sense of security.
Substitution. Number 1. It certainly takes courage to take risks.
It takes patience to learn a language well.
It takes a lot of strength to lift that heavy box up. Number 2. My life is not half as colorful or exciting as other people's.
I'm not half as rich as you think I am.
Sam is twice as strong as his brother. Lesson 36, The Sex Maniac.
Part 1, Dialogue.
Randy is consoling his friend Steve, whose girlfriend has just left him.
Come on, Steve. No point in crying over spilt milk.
I shouldn't have let her go.
Forget her. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
But there's only one that I like.
How do you know if you haven't tried others?
You know me. I'm a one-woman man.
You're a fool.
And you're a sex maniac.
Now listen again.
Randy is consoling his friend Steve, whose girlfriend has just left him.
Come on, Steve. No point in crying over spilt milk.
I shouldn't have let her go.
Forget her. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
But there's only one that I like.
How do you know if you haven't tried others?
You know me. I'm a one-woman man.
You're a fool.
And you're a sex maniac.
Lesson 37. Garbage could mean money. Part 1, Reading. Fashion never ceases to surprise me. Recently, a fashion designer came up with another strange creation. His idea comes straight from the garbage dump, so to speak. He makes sweaters from used plastic bottles. What a weird sweater that's going to be. This new kind of sweater will protect you from the rain and cold. They will, therefore, be especially attractive to outdoor people such as fishermen, hunters, and mountain climbers. However, they're not cheap. They sell at prices ranging from 100 to 150 U.S. dollars. What a great idea for making money, don't you think?
Now listen again. Fashion never ceases to surprise me. Recently, a fashion designer came up with another strange creation. His idea comes straight from the garbage dump, so to speak. He makes sweaters from used plastic bottles. What a weird sweater that's going to be. This new kind of sweater will protect you from the rain and cold. They will, therefore, be especially attractive to outdoor people such as fishermen, hunters, and mountain climbers. However, they're not cheap. They sell at prices ranging from $100 to $150. What a great idea for making money, don't you think?
Substitution. Number one. Fashion never ceases to surprise me.
Bars must cease selling alcoholic drinks to minors.
Anne says she'll never stop loving her boyfriend. Number two, they sell at prices ranging from $100 to $150.
The singer can sing songs ranging from ballads to rock.
People from all walks of life, ranging from waiters to bank managers, were at the party. Lesson 38. That's fashion.
Part 1. Dialogue. Andy and Jeff are at a fashion designer's party.
My God, Jess, what's that on Betty's head?
Beats me. How weird. I think it's a new kind of hat.
Oh, really? If you ask me, it's more like a bird's nest. How stupid it looks.
You think so? Hey, wait a minute. You might be right. There's something moving in the nest. I mean, hat.
Gee whiz. It's a bird.
Holy cow. How does she keep it from flying away?
Don't you see? She's got it fastened to a gold chain around her neck.
If the bird were strong enough, it could fly her to the moon, so to speak.
That would really be funny.
Well, that's fashion. Now listen again. Andy and Jess are at a fashion designer's party.
My God, Jess, what's that on Betty's head?
Beats me. How weird. I think it's a new kind of hat.
Oh, really? If you ask me, it's more like a bird's nest. How stupid it looks.
You think so? Hey, wait a minute. You might be right. There's something moving in the nest. I mean hat.
Gee whiz. It's a bird.
Holy cow. How does she keep it from flying away?
Don't you see? She's got it fastened to a gold chain around her neck.
If the bird were strong enough, it could fly her to the moon, so to speak.
That would really be funny.
Well, that's fashion.
Lesson 39. At the Foreign Exchange. Part 1. Reading. When you go abroad, what's the thing you need most? Money, of course. You'll need to go to the bank to buy some traveler's checks. Then, when you arrive at your destination, you'll have to go to a bank to cash the checks. Every bank has a foreign exchange department. However, you'll have to speak with the teller in English because he or she will probably not understand Chinese. You should, therefore, brush up on some of the words and phrases that are commonly used when changing money at a bank. For example, you might want to know what the day's exchange rate is, or if there are any handling charges, etc. Worried? Don't be. Our next lesson will give you a good idea of what you need to say and how to say it.
Now listen again. When you go abroad, what's the thing you need most? Money, of course. You'll need to go to the bank to buy some traveler's checks. Then, when you arrive at your destination, you'll have to go to a bank to cash the checks. Every bank has a foreign exchange department. However, you'll have to speak with the teller in English because he or she will probably not understand Chinese. You should, therefore, brush up on some of the words and phrases that are commonly used when changing money at a bank. For example, you might want to know what the day's exchange rate is, or if there are any handling charges, etc. Worried? Don't be. Our next lesson will give you a good idea of what you need to say and how to say it.
Substitution. Number one. You'll need to go to the bank to buy some traveler's checks.
My air conditioner needs to be fixed.
My motorcycle needs oiling once a month. Number two. You might want to know what the day's exchange rate is, or if there are any handling charges, etc.
It's hard to say whether he really wants to marry her.
Please check to see if I have any mail. Lesson 40, Changing Money.
Part 1, Dialogue. Richie Lee is at a bank in Australia. He tries not to show how nervous he is about speaking English.
Excuse me, miss. I would like to change 500 U.S. dollars into Australian dollars, please.
Are you changing cash or traveler's checks?
Traveler's checks.
Can I have a look at your passport?
Sure. Here you are. By the way, do you charge any commission?
Not at this bank. Please sign here on your checks. How do you want your money?
For $100 bills and the rest in smaller bills, please.
Here you are, sir.
Thanks. You've been very helpful.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Goodbye. Richie says to himself, phew, that wasn't so difficult after all.
Now listen again. Richie Lee is at a bank in Australia. He tries not to show how nervous he is about speaking English.
Excuse me, miss. I would like to change 500 U.S. dollars into Australian dollars, please.
Are you changing cash or traveler's checks?
Traveler's checks.
Can I have a look at your passport?
Sure. Here you are. By the way, do you charge any commission?
Not at this bank. Please sign here on your checks. How do you want your money?
For $100 bills and the rest in smaller bills, please.
Here you are, sir.
Thanks. You've been very helpful.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Goodbye. Richie says to himself, phew, that wasn't so difficult after all. Lesson 41, Getting a Tan. Part 1, Reading. Both my brother and I are outgoing people. He, as well as I, likes being in the sun. It goes without saying, therefore, that we spend a lot of our free time at the beach. We go there to relax as well as to keep fit. To be frank, though, he, no less than I, enjoys looking at the beautiful scenery around the beach. However, if you are anything like us, we have a piece of advice for you. Don't forget to rub a good amount of sunscreen lotion all over your body. Not only does it protect you from getting skin cancer, but it also helps to keep you nicely tanned. Both my brother and I forgot to do that, and now we look like Afro-Americans rather than Chinese.
Now listen again. Both my brother and I are outgoing people. He, as well as I, likes being in the sun. It goes without saying, therefore, that we spend a lot of our free time at the beach. We go there to relax as well as to keep fit. To be frank, though, he, no less than I, enjoys looking at the beautiful scenery around the beach. However, if you are anything like us, we have a piece of advice for you. Don't forget to rub a good amount of sunscreen lotion all over your body. Not only does it protect you from getting skin cancer, but it also helps to keep you nicely tanned. Both my brother and I forgot to do that, and now we look like Afro-Americans rather than Chinese.
Substitution. Number one, both my brother and I are outgoing people.
Jim, as well as James, is coming.
Not only Chris, but also Tom is a good singer. Number two, to be frank, though, he, no less than I, enjoys looking at the beautiful scenery around the beach.
To tell you the truth, I don't care too much about money.
To sum up, the speech was more entertaining than educational. Lesson 42, Roast Beef.
Part 1, Dialogue.
My brother, Luke, goes to see his girlfriend, Daisy.
What on earth happened to you?
Oh, I just had a lazy day at the beach.
My goodness, you're really burnt. Are you all right?
Well, yes, but I feel like I've been roasted.
In that case, let's eat in rather than go out for dinner.
Up to you.
What would you like to eat? How about your favorite, roast beef?
Not today, please.
Okay, I understand. Now listen again.
My brother Luke goes to see his girlfriend, Daisy.
What on earth happened to you?
Oh, I just had a lazy day at the beach.
My goodness, you're really burnt. Are you all right?
Well, yes, but I feel like I've been roasted.
In that case, let's eat in rather than go out for dinner.
Up to you.
What would you like to eat? How about your favorite, roast beef?
Not today, please.
Okay, I understand.
Lesson 43, High-Tech Romance. Part 1, Reading. Both Charlene and Robert are librarians. Charlene is from America, and Robert is from Australia. 4 days after they met face-to-face for the first time, they got married. That was quick, you might think. Actually, they had known each other for 9 months before they met. Thanks to email, electronic mail, they had been corresponding with each other through their computers. It all started when Charlene came across Robert's note in her computer. She replied to it. From then on, they would not only get in touch, but flirt with each other. That was how this high-tech romance began. Sound interesting? Well, if you're looking for a spouse, why not give it a try? Who knows? You might be just as lucky as Charlene and Robert.
Now listen again. Both Charlene and Robert are librarians. Charlene is from America, and Robert is from Australia. 4 days after they met face to face for the first time, they got married. That was quick, you might think. Actually, they had known each other for 9 months before they met. Thanks to email, electronic mail, they had been corresponding with each other through their computers. It all started when Charlene came across Robert's note in her computer. She replied to it. From then on, they would not only get in touch, but flirt with each other. That was how this high-tech romance began. Sound interesting? Well, if you're looking for a spouse, why not give it a try? Who knows? You might be just as lucky as Charlene and Robert.
Substitution. Number one. Both Charlene and Robert are librarians.
Both my wife and I are left-handed.
Both the teachers and the parents are against beating children. Number two. Thanks to email, electronic mail, they had been corresponding with each other through their computers.
Owing to the firemen's bravery, many people were rescued.
As a result of the bomb scare, security has been tightened. Lesson 44. Better off with email?
Part 1. Dialogue. Steve is chatting with his sister, Diana.
Gee, Diana, you're always at home. Don't you have any friends to go out with?
Sure I do, but all my friends are either out shopping or they're boring. And you know I hate shopping.
Get a boyfriend. I'm sure you won't be bored then.
Actually, I want to meet some interesting guys, but I don't know how to.
Why don't you try email? You might get lucky.
I don't think so. Besides, dating through email is neither personal nor romantic. Why don't you introduce me to some of your friends?
Why didn't I think of that? How about my best friend, Fred?
Maybe I'll be better off with email. Now listen again. Steve is chatting with his sister, Diana.
Gee, Diana, you're always at home. Don't you have any friends to go out with?
Sure I do, but all my friends are either out shopping or they're boring. And you know how I hate shopping.
Get a boyfriend. I'm sure you won't be bored then.
Actually, I want to meet some interesting guys, but I don't know how to.
Why don't you try email? You might get lucky.
I don't think so. Besides, dating through email is neither personal nor romantic. Why don't you introduce me to some of your friends?
Why didn't I think of that? How about my best friend, Fred?
Maybe I'll be better off with email.
Lesson 45. Tough Guys Do Dance. Part 1. Reading. Not only is Thai boxing violent, but it is also bloody. Yet it involves the arts of dance and music. It is both ugly and beautiful at the same time. That's why it's so exciting to watch. Thai boxing was created by soldiers over 500 years ago. The fighters use every part of their bodies, especially their feet, knees, and elbows, to strike their opponents. Their deadly style has earned them respect from other martial artists. Surprisingly, the fights start off with a graceful dance. The dance is in honor of the boxers' teachers. There is even a small band which plays along with the dance and during the fight. So, who says tough guys don't dance?
Now listen again. Not only is Thai boxing violent, but it is also bloody. Yet it involves the arts of dance and music. It is both ugly and beautiful at the same time. That's why it's so exciting to watch. Thai boxing was created by soldiers over 500 years ago. The fighters use every part of their bodies, especially their feet, knees, and elbows, to strike their opponents. Their deadly style has earned them respect from other martial artists. Surprisingly, the fights start off with a graceful dance. The dance is in honor of the boxers' teachers. There is even a small band which plays along with the dance and during the fight. So, who says tough guys don't dance?
Substitution, number one. Not only is Thai boxing violent, but it is also bloody.
Not only do I like singing, but I also like dancing.
Not only is Helen intelligent, but she is also pretty. Number two, that's why it's so exciting to watch.
That's why I'm not going to the party.
That's why he's well-liked. Lesson 46, Anything for a Kiss.
Part 1, Dialogue. Martin and Sally have just watched Thai boxing.
How did you like the fight, Sally?
I found it not only too violent, but also very brutal.
You're right. It's amazing how the fighters can take not only the punching, but all the kicking as well. I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Oh, don't be so modest, Martin.
No, really. I wouldn't fight one of those tough guys for all the money in the world.
Would you do it for a kiss?
That's a different story. Sure I will. But you've got to pay in advance. Martin tries to kiss Sally.
No, please don't. I was only kidding. Now listen again. Martin and Sally have just watched Thai boxing.
How did you like the fight, Sally?
I found it not only too violent, but also very brutal.
You're right. It's amazing how the fighters can take not only the punching, but all the kicking as well. I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Oh, don't be so modest, Martin.
No, really. I wouldn't fight one of those tough guys for all the money in the world.
Would you do it for a kiss?
That's a different story. Sure I will. But you've got to pay in advance. Martin tries to kiss Sally.
No, please don't. I was only kidding.
Lesson 47. Fast Food Talk. Part 1, Reading. Though it is generally accepted that junk food is not healthful, American fast food restaurants are popping up all over the world. These restaurants are for people who are always in a rush. If they don't have time to sit down to a regular meal, they race over to the nearest McDonald's. There they can quickly satisfy their hunger. Because Americans like things done immediately, they often order their food quickly at fast food restaurants. They say, a burger, fries, and a Coke. Though it's not polite, it's efficient. So, when you are in the States, try to order this way. After all, in America, do as the Americans do.
Now listen again. Though it is generally accepted that junk food is not healthful, American fast food restaurants are popping up all over the world. These restaurants are for people who are always in a rush. If they don't have time to sit down to a regular meal, they race over to the nearest McDonald's. There, they can quickly satisfy their hunger. Because Americans like things done immediately, they often order their food quickly at fast food restaurants. They say, a burger, fries, and a Coke. Though it's not polite, it's efficient. So when you are in the States, try to order this way. After all, in America, do as the Americans do.